You know those conversations you have when you and the boys go out drinking? Yeah, well, we record ours to share with all of you. What up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Beards and Brews, episode 9. It's your boy from the north, and beside me, as always,
Luis, aka Uncle Lou, aka LJ3K, aka your best friend.
I don't know about that.
I'm gonna keep using that one. I like it.
Uncle Lou, what do we got happening on today's episode?
I think today's episode, we're really gonna focus on kind of our journey so far with podcasting. And like maybe what we learned by doing this, what we wish we would have known maybe, just like the process itself, how it works, and where we're gonna go in the future as well. So I know like we kind of called this one when we first started doing this, I guess to ourselves, it was kind of like season zero.
Yeah.
And then we were gonna learn from this and then go into our actual season with formatting and kind of a better understanding of what we want the podcast to be.
Yeah, with things so, like structure.
Yeah, so like we want to just talk about like where we're at and what we're going to be doing going forward and what that's going to look like, I guess. Yeah.
And it's thanks to the feedback from our listeners and everybody tuned in almost every Sunday that we've been going at this. It's because of you guys we continue to do this podcast and we're having so much fun with it. And we just want to share with you some of the successes, some of the opportunities we've had with our podcast, just to, you know, hopefully one day inspire you to do something of the same. So yeah. What's been some of the fun we've had, man? What's been the best parts of this podcast so far?
I think some of the best parts is just getting to hang out. Like we work a lot. We both work full time. Most of the people that we have on the show with us, they work full time. We're adults. We have jobs outside of this. This is not.
Yeah. I'm not an adult. No.
In America, you are an adult.
Shit.
You're over 18. But yeah, so we work a lot. So being able to have that break away from work to do something that's fun has been great. And getting to have like drinks and stuff. Speaking of which, I'm going to take a sip of my drink. You made me a Moscow Mule.
Yeah, you're sipping on a Moscow Mule right now. We got some Grey Goose vodka in there with a Fever Tree ginger beer. So that's a cool little combo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sipping on some Heineken brewed in Holland. Some of you obviously familiar with Heineken.
Is it actually? I thought they made that in Mexico.
Well, damn, for real?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know it's original Holland beer, right? But where it's made, maybe it's out here. Let's see.
Where is it bottled and where?
It says brewed and bottled by Heineken in Amsterdam, Holland.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
And then it says imported by Heineken USA, White Plains, New York.
There you go.
So, shit, I got the real deal, legit Heineken in my hand right now.
Cheers, man.
Cheers, brother. Clink.
Copper cup on a glass. It didn't make
it. Didn't make any noise. Maybe if we did the tip. I mean,
just the tip. Our tips touch. Nope.
Nope. No magic there.
Copper, that's why, yeah. But yeah, being able to have fun, drinks, hang out with the guys. The people that we've had on have been great, and they've all given us feedback. And then just like talking about things that guys don't normally talk about or like are considered taboo, like things like taking care of yourself, like face products and like skin products. Like just like stuff like that. It's like it's okay to like take care of yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. And if we can kind of help, that's something that I've always wanted to push a little bit more. I know for sure you wanted to talk about that more. So definitely going into the actual season with like a more, I don't want to say strict format, but with something that's kind of like more structured, making sure that we kind of look for opportunities to work with people that also share those same values. And potentially businesses as well. So I know that's stuff like we kind of have in the works as well.
Yeah, for our listeners, like we've definitely got some things in the works to bring products to you guys, to bring new businesses in the spotlight. So we're really excited for what season 1 is going to hold or our next season. Mm-hmm. I think for me, the best part of this podcast journey so far has been learning about people kind of outside of maybe meeting them in their regular routine. Mm-hmm. We've had people like Kyle on the episode. We've got to learn a side of Kyle maybe that we hadn't maybe learned about. Mm-hmm. We've had people like, you know, Maz on the show before.
Maz was a great guest. Just that entire situation, like that night, how we hung out, where we got to hang out, that bar, like that whole night was kind of like a glimpse of where we're going. And 100%. That it was one of those nights where you're kind of like, all right, this is what we want to do.
Yeah.
To have those kind of conversations with somebody that's so engaging and interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was really fun. And then I think just like all the moments where we get to laugh, like people always talk about like mental health and like taking care of yourself and giving yourself time to kind of like step away from things. And I know like I've had some time this year where I've definitely needed to step away from a lot of stuff to kind of work on that. And I think being able to kind of talk about that has been something that I want to go more into as well.
Yeah.
Just as far as like, because I know people can relate and everybody goes through this stuff. And like I think the quieter you are about it, it's only going to hurt you. When you share that, people can relate and connect. And I know there's people that we wanted to have on the show for a while, like our friend Jason. And that's something that we can definitely go into a little bit more.
Yeah.
But yeah, just like overall, it's been a lot of fun. And I like that we get to have like such varied conversations. Like the episode previous to this, which you'll hear by now, hopefully. If you haven't, check it out, episode 8. You know, we talk about predictions for Avengers Endgame. And we got to meet with a group of guys that we work with that we're really close with. But these guys know their shit. They know what they're talking about.
I felt, I definitely felt stupid in that combo. These guys definitely knew their shit. I mean, Jason, Daniel, Josh, I guess all comic readers, right? Marvel comic readers, they knew their stuff. But yeah, seeing that side of them, I didn't even know that they were that hardcore.
Yeah.
You know, that was really fun.
Yeah, it's a way to promote other people's, like, kind of
passion,
journey and their passions. Yeah. Exactly. Like, I think that's like a big takeaway too of what I'm seeing is that we're creating a platform for people to share. So it's us, but we're really reaching out and like bringing a community together. And that's what we want. We want that community.
Yeah. And a big part of like why we also did this podcast was to like highlight and interview different types of people to share their journeys, mm-hmm. to share their passions. And bring to light, like you said, like some of the camaraderie we have between men and, you know, brothers and things like that. So it's cool. I love learning about the people. Definitely, I want to say our car casts have been really fun for me.
The car casts have been fun,
You know, if you've been listening, you've noticed that we have some episodes that are called the car cast. Kind of have like a side show going on there. It's like our car cast show. So those have been really fun, doing podcasts on the road. Definitely takes care of the commute and things like that with what we do.
Yeah, well, that kind of goes into just like how we record.
Yeah.
So when we first started, like, I know, like, I have mics, you have mics, we've got mixer boards, but what we found was it's just easier to kind of go to where people are at or where we're at. And so you purchase the Zoom H4N
Pro.
So it's got it's got mics all over the place, and we can connect mics to it as well if we want. So this thing's been
amazing. Been a tank. It's been a tank.
Yeah, it's awesome. This thing is great. Like, it's got every connection you want on it, and it works really well. And so it's really easy to just to get things to the computer, record it, get it up to the server, and get it on all the podcast feeds.
And that was our goal, right, Luis? Mm-hmm. Like, I remember this whole podcast idea started when we were carpooling.
Yeah.
And we were like, why don't we just record these freaking conversations, right? Of course, we weren't drinking then. But, you know, one day we just were like, we were gonna head out to, I think, Mad Oak. Or no, it was the, what was that one brewery in Oak we went to for that one event?
I forgot the name of it. That place was cool, though.
A real cool spot. Yeah. But I was just like, dude, let's hop into Best Buy or Guitar Center. And let's just see if they have this mic available. And let's just kick this thing off. So. Yeah. The H4N Pro has been a tank for us. Mm-hmm. It's a mobile setup that allows us to do a podcast almost anywhere. Mm-hmm. And through listener feedback, we've definitely had our good spots and had our spots where we've done the podcast where we probably won't go back to. It's been cool, man. Yeah, technology. I learned a lot from just Luis himself using the H4N Pro and like learning a little bit more about audio when it comes to recording, because you obviously have done a podcast mm-hmm. before. So that's been a kind of a learning journey for myself personally. Mm-hmm. You know, when to say what. Editing has been a big part of like this learning journey for me. I think I edited the first couple episodes, 3 or 4. Then yeah. you know, we've been doing it back and forth. So it's through our listeners' feedback. You know, it's through you guys that we absolutely love making changes, whether it's mm-hmm. for the better or, you know.
Well, and you kind of, you think of it like you're editing in a bubble. Yeah. It's like, I'm editing in a bubble. Like, I'm sitting in my room for 3 hours, editing, getting music added in, rendering it out, listening to it, changing things, upload it, and then I wait. But it's when people tell us, oh, I heard the latest episode, yeah. or, hey, can I give you feedback on what you guys are doing? It's like, oh, shit, people are listening. That's right. They are listening to this. We were doing it because it was fun, but people are listening. And so that's when you kind of, it all comes back. And so like, it makes it exciting again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't always like that attention, but it's been good. It's been really good. Yeah.
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 And I think this is the type of attention where it's like, you know, if we have the power and the platform to have people listen to something that mm-hmm. could possibly brighten their day, you know, take care of their long commute, being mm-hmm. out here in the Bay Area, like, if we can do something to make other people happy, mm-hmm. and then we're having fun while doing this, I think at the end of the day, we're doing something real cool. So.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the way I think of it, too. Like, there's a couple podcasts that I listen to, and a lot of times I'm driving to work, or maybe I'm driving home from work, and it's one of those days where it's been really long, and I just want to be around people, but I don't want to be around people. Yeah. It's the perfect alternative. Like, I've got these guys having a conversation and I'm laughing. They're bringing me back out of like whatever funk I was in, and I don't actually have to be someplace other than just like go home. So it's kind of a nice alternative.
Have you checked out that podcast called Beards and Brews?
It's
a sick podcast.
I was like, wait, what?
You're like, is there another one? Nah, man, Beards and Brews. I love it. It's been a lot of fun. We're gonna keep this thing going. And we definitely want, from an engagement perspective, we want more listeners to you know, keep interacting with us. We're on different social media platforms. And I know we've been trying to get some of you guys to, like, let us know and give us suggestions about what you want us to talk about and what you guys want to hear. Mm-hmm. And we actually had someone reach out, right?
Yeah, so before we get into that, like, where can they find us? Like, if they don't know already, where do we have a presence on social media?
Yeah, let's let everybody know. So actually, we've made it pretty easy for people. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, we've got the same handle on all platforms. It's at Beards and Brews, spelled B-E-A-R-D-Z, the letter N, B-R-E-W-Z. Hey, Beards and Brews.
You passed,
man. That was breaking a sweat here, y'all. I feel like I was on Wheel of Fortune or something. But yeah, Beards and Brews, all over social media. You guys can DM us, hit us up on Messenger, send us a direct tweet, whatever you guys want to do, man. We want this podcast to be a platform while we're sharing our stories, mm-hmm. but also want you guys to contribute to the content as well. So what do you want to hear? Things about us, things about what's happening in the world. Let us know. We want to do this for y'all. So, speaking of people reaching out, we actually had one of our listeners reach out to us today. Yeah. Who was it, Luis? Let us know what she wants to talk about.
Let's see.
Wanted us to talk about.
So we got our good friend Carly Fries.
What's up, Curly Fries?
Yep. So she asked us, she said, what actually matters when men are trying to find a girl they like? Why don't men share their feelings more candidly?
Damn.
Yeah. And then second question on top of that, and how do you get a guy to open up to you? So we'll start with the first part. So what actually matters when men are trying to find a girl they like? So what matters to you when you're interested or attracted to a girl? Or like when you say, oh, I like her. Like what's the thing that stands out first? Like what matters the most?
For me, so to answer that question, Carly, let's see here.
It's a big one.
It's a big one, man. Like, what actually matters when men are trying to find a girl? I think for me, just the personality type I am, sense of humor really matters mm-hmm. for me. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to have a sense of humor. I'm a dad joke fanatic, you know. Mm-hmm. You know me. I've got those lame-ass jokes. But if you can have a sense of humor and laugh at my jokes or just jokes in general, I think that's a big takeaway for me, for what I look for in a girl. I think having a big heart for me, you know, being someone who is available to help out in any way, sense, or form, whether it's to you personally or just to people in general. I think having a big heart goes a long way. Mm. What actually matters?
Well, I'll answer the first part too. Then yeah, we'll go into the second part. So I think for me, I don't know if I try to find a girl that I like. I think that's maybe going about it the wrong way. Like if you're just trying to find somebody, and this goes for guys and girls, it's like I don't think it's important to keep trying because you're not going to succeed, I think. So when there's a girl that I am attracted to or I do like, it's definitely sense of humor.
Yeah.
It's definitely something about them that I feel aligns or is compatible with me, where I feel like we can have a good conversation together and talk. And at that point, I'm not even thinking of anything more than like getting to know them because I'm protecting myself. And that kind of goes into her second question, which is, you know, why don't men share their feelings more candidly? And I think a lot of the times, I think we've been trained not to say anything because...
To hold this macho... Not macho, even, like...
That's definitely maybe a small part of it, but like I feel like... You're obviously protecting yourself. You're protecting yourself from getting hurt.
But I see that right there... Yeah, I mean, I've dealt with this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, still to some extent, I deal with this. Like, sometimes the fear of being rejected mm-hmm. is sometimes what stops you from even being open to sharing your feelings.
Yeah.
So, you know, to like what she's saying, like if I notice that I have a connection with this mm-hmm. girl, she does have a sense of humor. She has a big heart. For me, I feel like I'm also attracted to a girl who is driven to be successful. Mm-hmm. Right. So if those type of things line up, sometimes I get in my own head and say you know, is she too good for me type of thing?
Yeah.
If I tell her how I feel about her, maybe, you know, we've been talking for a month mm-hmm. or two, or I mean, I don't know, what's the right time frame to share your feelings with a girl? Like,
yeah.
I guess that's the flip side coming from a guy's perspective. Like, when is it appropriate to share your feelings mm-hmm. with a girl? You know, how you feel about her, and, you know, you like her, and what's, you know.
Well, yeah, and I've met girls that I feel like we have a good thing going and we're hanging out. But they're interested in somebody else mm-hmm. or they have a boyfriend. They don't say anything. Damn. And so all of these things kind of like build on top of each other and you build this history in your mind. And then so you're always more cautious. You're more cautious every time. It's like, okay, I like this girl and she's talking to me. She's being nice. But what you learn is that sometimes girls use it as a defense mechanism. It's like, well, if I'm nice to him, I don't want to hurt him. I don't like him, but I'll be nice to him. Meanwhile, the guy's thinking she's into him.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work out that way. So you start protecting yourself from things. And then I don't know why I can be that way. I'll speak for myself. Because every time I've ever like tried to make a move, it's been fine. It worked out because I was in a situation where, okay, I'm pretty sure she likes me the way I liked her. So...
The feelings are mutual.
If you can feel that. You definitely sense it. Like, you know when someone's not into you.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I don't think she's into me. You know.
Yeah, yeah,
but you still keep doing it to yourself.
Yep. No, I'm... Yeah, and that's where I think... I don't know if it's experience or that's where, like, you need to experience, I guess, failure or rejection in order to tell yourself that, like, if this one didn't work out, like... kind of shoot your shot the next time, you know, type of thing, rather than like not try at all.
Yeah.
So, you know, for me, not sharing my feelings up front from a very early stage in life, I got to definitely share how I felt with like my family. Like, you know, my mom always says I love you, my dad always says that. But I don't know, when it came to girls and the way I felt about them, I always kind of had this thing where I was just like, I'm not good enough. Mm-hmm. I'm not good enough to say that I like you type of thing. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, maybe I do feel that mutual attraction. Mm-hmm. I've actually had a girl who tell me before, obviously back in Canada, not here. But she told me that, like, because you didn't make a move, because you didn't tell me the way you felt, I didn't want to be the first person to say something. Mm-hmm. And, like, years went by and she told me this. And, of course, now she's in a great, happy relationship and whatever. But, like... I was just like, damn, you know, I really have something going with this one girl.
Yeah.
And I didn't take that first step. Didn't, you know, tell her how I feel. So communication, I think I've learned that from you, right? Mm-hmm. Communication, needs to be clear and upfront. But again, like, when would you tell them? Like, if you're vibing with a girl, you got that mutual feeling, like,
yeah,
maybe you've been talking for a bit.
I'm sooner rather than later. Sooner, like, if I know it's going, like, I will always, within, like, the first few days.
First 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's been like that before. It's like the first day. It's like, hey, let's go get dinner. Let's get a drink.
Yeah.
And it's, in my mind, it's like, it's not a date.
Yeah.
But I want to get to know you more.
Yeah.
And this is me kind of making a quote unquote move.
Yeah.
To let you know that I'm at least interested in getting to know you more.
Yeah.
And I think, like, for me personally, like, I don't ever do it, like, with any, like, bad intent.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to get to know you more. Like, I want to get to know you more, and I want to be in an environment away from everything else where it's just us. And we can have a drink, we can talk, we can relax, and then I can find out about you when maybe we're both a little, like, not so guarded.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then so for me, like, from that point, like, if that goes well, and if you can have a conversation, because that's another big thing. Yeah,
it's almost like a compatibility test,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. That's, to me, that's what a date is. It doesn't have to be romantic in the beginning, but there has to be an attraction, because I think another part of it, going back to the question, is, like, why don't men share their feelings more candidly? We may not be into you. Like, I may think you're a great person, and I like hanging out with you, and we learn a lot, but I am not into you in any other way. I'm not romantically. So maybe that could be another reason why we'll kind of, like, lock ourselves up a little bit.
And it's crazy, right? Because so far I've been talking from the perspective of a guy not being able to share mm-hmm. how they feel, right? Mm-hmm. But I think the females owe it back to us as well, right? Like, ladies, I think you guys also, to some extent, have to share your feelings with someone too, right? Mm-hmm. So if you feel like you're vibing with a guy, and you're like, you know what, like, we've been talking back and forth, and I just want to get this guy's intentions, you know, like, does he want to date me? Do we want to get to know mm-hmm. each other? Like, what, you know, I really like you type of thing. I think it's up to the ladies to owe it to us. I think it's a two-way street, man. They both got to talk, like.
Yeah, I think that kind of going down that line, it's like, what do you want out of a partner?
Yeah.
Like, do you want someone that communicates? That if you don't say anything to the guy, as the girl in the relationship,
yeah.
Or the other person in there, like, it doesn't have to be guys and girls, it could be the other person in that relationship. If you don't communicate how you feel, that's going to transfer into a relationship. If you guys eventually do start dating, there's going to be a lack of a communication there.
And it goes back to exactly what you were saying maybe like 6-7 minutes ago about sometimes men keep their emotions bottled up inside, mm-hmm. right? And I think with any person in any relationship, if you're not communicating and you do keep these feelings bottled up inside, that could result in something real bad, right? Mm-hmm. Real catastrophic. You guys mm-hmm. could have a major breakup, mm-hmm. a big argument, like, and that's where the open lines of communication, I think mm-hmm. that needs to be set off the get-go
yeah.
with any relationship, whether it's a romantic one, whether it's a business relationship, whether it's friends. Mm-hmm. I think being open in communication, that needs to be priority number one, man.
Yeah, for sure. So that kind of leads into her third question, which is, you know, how do you get a guy to open up to you? So how do you get a guy to open up more? So maybe you are already kind of gone on a date, or maybe you know each other, you're texting, maybe friends on Instagram, who knows what it is, but there's something there where you're communicating, but they're not maybe necessarily sharing. Like, if there was a girl talking to you, and this is her asking some of her friend, it's like, how do I get Ryan to open up more?
Yeah.
Like, what would you say she should do?
Well, in order for me to open up to a girl, I would need to definitely feel like I trust her.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, I mean, shit. Building trust is so big in itself, right? Mm-hmm. Like, for you to trust somebody. I'm the type of person who I trust people very quick. Whether it's a friend that I just met or a person I just met. Like, I feel like I share more than I need to right off the get-go. But for me to share my feelings with a girl, to get me to open up to her, I would need her to make me feel like,
protected.
Hold me. the trust factor. And then, I mean, it's really hard to put into words, like, how that would really play out. That's a handcuffing question, man. Like, how about you? Like, how?
Yeah. So for me, it's like, it depends on what kind of relationship it is. So like, if I see this girl as a friend and she sees me as a friend, then all she has to do is ask me the right kind of questions. And if I see her as a friend, then like you said, I trust and I'll kind of share more. So all we have to do is have a good conversation. I'm happy to share. Like, I've had great conversations with like coworkers, where like I was able to talk pretty deeply with them about stuff and share things with them because there's a level of trust there. They've shared things with me, I've shared things with them. Great relationship. But it might not have happened if the other person didn't ask a question that led that to that path. Now, if it's a romantic interest and I'm kind of like being reserved and shy, I don't mind if a girl says, hey, I want to get to know you more. Let's go grab a drink or let's go have dinner and, you know, we'll spend some time together. Like, I would love that. I would love that. That doesn't bother me if a girl does that to me.
Not at all.
Doesn't bother me. I think most guys are okay with that. If they're not, that's probably a problem. It's like, if they don't know to communicate and they don't want someone to be a little bit more direct like that, then that's probably an issue. Especially if, as a girl, you're that kind of person, that's instantly a red flag. Like, if they can't accept that.
So then going back to our question, like, what can you do to get them to open up more? I think it's plain and simple, mm-hmm. right? Ask.
Yeah, just ask.
Ask. Yeah. Get them to ask them questions, yeah. Get them to talk. And I think when you ask them questions and depending on the responses you get, you're either going to get like a sentence or a, you know,
yeah, that was going to go into, yeah, I was going to talk
a
about,
sentence,
yeah,
or a couple words,
yeah,
compared to maybe, you know, us, you know, you're going to get like 4 or 5 messages with like, yeah, a whole bunch of sentences, yeah, together. Right. Like, yeah. Like, you know, if I ask a girl a question sometimes and I get like a lot of information or like get her to talk about herself a little bit more, I'm just, mm-hmm, like, she really wants to share a lot about her to, yeah, me, or about what she's doing or how, mm-hmm, her day was. Mm-hmm. So like, that tells me that like she's building trust. So, no one tells someone about their day or about what, you know, how they feel.
Yeah.
If they don't trust you.
So then what you're saying is to get a guy to open up, maybe have the girl open up first. Like, if so he can see that
she wants to share.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, so there's that old adage, right? There's like the old saying, it's like, if someone is into you, they're going to find any reason to spend time with you. Like, they're not going to make excuses, yeah, like, oh, sorry, I'm going to go do this thing. It's like, no, if they want to spend time with you or talk to you, they, yeah, will. So they're going to put that time in, even if it's like 5 minutes before you go to bed on the phone,
yeah,
or a FaceTime. Like, if they care, they're going to make those steps. So that's something I would look at too, is like, if you're not getting that from somebody, then it's not worth investing any more time, yeah, in anyway. Yeah, I think that's really what it comes down to, because it's about our happiness and it's about being with someone that you care about and someone that like cares about you in the same way. So if you're the kind of person that puts 110% into something and that person's only putting 40%,
it's not
going to work.
That type of emotional and even physical investment, and intellectual investment, however you want to put it, that type of energy and time being spent with a person or on a person, if it doesn't get reciprocated,
mm-hmm,
yeah, I would pull the eject button. Yeah. Get out of that.
Eject. Yeah. I've been in relationships where I've had great communication and I've had, you know, like, I was willing to drive pretty far, but things happen where it's kind of, there's outside influences that are causing that relationship to not work, and so that made it where I had to get out of it. But I've learned a lot in my life about relationships, like mistakes I've made, things that I've done well that I continue to do, and things that I was horrible at that I learned from. And so now I feel like I'm very, very protected.
The master.
No, not even that. I'm very protective of myself. So if I meet someone, it's like, are they going to align with where I'm at right now? So that's, I think I'm more now just like, I'm okay being single right now, because I'm just, I'll take the time, I'll wait and really try to find somebody that's going to work for me, versus just trying to get into something just because.
And that also comes with, like, if you do vibe with the girl, mm-hmm, you know, really well, and you do ask her out on a date and you guys get to know each other,
mm-hmm,
I think like that's when you can start getting a gauge of like, this is someone, this,
yeah,
we're on the same wavelength, like, this is someone I'd like to maybe date or pursue.
Yeah.
So I think like those stages really matter too.
Yeah. And it's kind of off topic, but sort of on the same topic. I used to really, really, really love dating. Like going on that first date, meeting somebody, like
speed dating.
Those feelings of going on a first date. Like I liked that intensity. I liked that energy. And then as soon as it went past that, I was like, oh, okay, I'm bored.
Yeah.
So like, I'm definitely outside of that. Like it's kind of an empty feeling. It's like, okay, you meet somebody and then you get bored because you're just you're addicted to how new things are. Yeah, so that's
and definitely... It's kind of like, ooh, I've had so many experiences. I've learned so many good and bad things. Mm-hmm. Here's my chance on this first date mm-hmm. to make a good first impression.
Yeah.
And then all that hype is there.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, dude, I would hype it up big time. Like, yeah. First date, San Francisco, rooftop bar.
Damn.
Yeah, it's like, it's too much. And then it's like, damn. I would be told, it's like, well, you're kind of intimidating because... I don't normally go to places like that, or I don't go to restaurants.
You're laying
like that.
Out, I mean, metaphorically, you're laying out the red carpet off the get-go, exactly. Type of thing.
Yeah, so like I had to learn. It's like I got to take it way more laid back.
Yeah, yeah. More like a Sonic milkshake.
Yeah, exactly. Like a Starbucks thing, or like grab a drink at like a restaurant nearby, and just like get to know them. It's like the focus doesn't have to be on the extravagance of like the place. Because what happens is you're kind of setting everything up. Like, you're building it 0 to 100 on day one. It's like, where do you go from there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, same thing goes with, like, I mean, again, totally off topic, like, gifting, right? Sometimes fellows will be like, they just started dating, mm-hmm. but they're like, they'll gift them a freaking diamond necklace off the get-go. It's like, oh, shit, where do you go from here, right? Yeah.
Yeah, gifting is a whole other thing. Like,
it's a whole other podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But anyway, I hope that answers Carly's question.
Yeah.
I don't know if it does or not, but that's like our ramblings tonight.
I mean, if we were to sum it up for Carly.
Yeah. I think you summed it up in one word. Ask.
Ask. Yeah, my one way would be communication.
Yeah, I don't mind. I think there's both of us can agree. We don't mind if a girl says, hey, I want to get to know you more. Open up to me. Share a little bit more.
More often than not, I think, I feel like I'm pressured to make that first move.
Yeah.
Just like society's put that pressure mm-hmm. on me, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it'd be really cool for, you know, girls to also know that it's okay.
Yeah.
It's not gonna it's not gonna make you less of a man if you were asked out, you know? Like, it's a societal thing.
I don't mind it. Yeah, because like when I was in high school, I had decided because I didn't have a girlfriend, I wasn't doing anything. Me and my buddy were going to just hang out and get pizza on senior prom. And then probably 3 weeks before the prom, this girl that I actually kind of liked, she was my friend. She actually found me in one of my classes right when lunch was ending. I was walking out of the door and she asked me to the prom. Like she asked me.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, yeah. And so, like, I went to the prom, and I got to go with somebody that I really liked.
That's dope.
Because she asked me.
Yeah.
Because she liked me.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was too afraid to ask, and I didn't ask her. She was like, it's getting close here. She was like, yeah. She's like, I was like, you didn't ask, and I was like, I didn't think you'd want to go.
Uncle Lou, you fucked up.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So it ended up being, it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool, but yeah. So, like, I was thankful she asked, because otherwise I would have went.
Did you vibe with her?
Oh, yeah, we were friends. Yeah, we very attracted to each other, but both shy. Very shy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Very shy. Uncle Lou was a very shy boy.
Uncle Lou was nephew Lou then? Or young Lou?
Little Lou.
Little Lou.
Yeah, Little Louie. That was my original AKA. Little Louie. Yeah.
Two L's.
My dad's Big Louie.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Big little. L and little L.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, yeah, but anyway, I'd say just ask, have the confidence, Carly. I know you have the confidence already. Just go ahead and tap into that and use it.
And yeah, it's communication. And I mean, man, Carly, you're so confident. Mm-hmm. You're so strong. So like, you definitely got this.
You're so confident. You're so strong.
You got this, Carly.
You can do it.
Now this is cool. This is probably one of the first times we've had a listener kind of like shout us out some questions and topics. This is really something awesome.
Yeah, we want more.
We want more.
Yeah.
Keep it coming. If we can have a list of questions, topics, anything you want us to talk about, let it come our way. We definitely have a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Carly for being that first one. We'll never forget this. Man, we gotta get Carly on the podcast now.
What is... Okay, we've got another question here. It says, is Golden State dead? Oh, yeah, they blew the game last night, didn't they?
Oh, man, who has that? Little Irie Vert?
Yeah.
So shout out to my cousin Irie back in Canada. He said, what did he say? Is Golden State dead?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I know, Uncle Lou, you're not too much into the sports. If I were to sum it up, last night, they were up 30 points. Yeah. Maybe even more. The margin was really big. And I think, I don't know what just happened. They lost one of their stars in the first quarter. He went down. And actually, today we found out he tore his quad. Oof. Holy shit. So he's out for the whole season. Like, he's gone. DeMarcus Cousins. But, no, I don't think Golden State is dead. I definitely think that they let their foot off the gas pedal. And that just allowed for the other team to gain momentum, bro. Like, literally, Luis, they would shoot a basket. And they'd be still down, like, 25 points. But they'd rally together as a team as if, like, they're like, dude, we got this. Just keep going. Just keep going. And, man, shout out to the Clippers for pulling that game off. I mean, they won. But, no, I don't think Golden State's dead. I think they got to go back to the drawing board. And I think, if anything, they're going to come back and destroy the Clippers. I have a feeling this next game, Golden State is going to wreck the Clippers. It's going to be pretty crazy. Still a Laker fan, though, so we're coming, baby. Lakers are coming. We're coming. But Golden State, no, they're not dead. They're I still think they're favorites to win this whole thing.
Three-peat,
man. It's going to be... I think it's been a long time since the team was doing three-peat. I think Miami was the last to do it with LeBron and all those guys. Man, LeBron. Yes, sir. Thank you, Irie, for being number two. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. We love this.
I'm refreshing just to check. People are liking them. Do you want to tell the story about the movies tonight?
Oh my God.
We love to watch movies on Tuesdays because Tuesday is like the cheapest day to get a movie ticket.
It's the, was it six? Well, it used to be $5. Yeah. Damn, they bumped up to $6.
Well, it's not bad though, because our tickets to Endgame are is $50.
25 each?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah. God damn. Well, damn. Okay.
Yeah.
I got to come up with that one for you. Today, so we wanted to see Shazam.
Shazam.
Hurry, I'm a different person now.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going? I'm Shazam. We bought tickets for what? The 4:30 showing?
Yeah, 4:30 showing.
So we got there around, was it 4:25? We walked inside. I had already bought the tickets online, had them on my phone, so... We walk up. I think you said we're gonna get some pizza later, so let's not do popcorn.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? Like, let's just get something to munch on. You know. So I was just like, we'll get our usual. That was a number three combo: the large popcorn with two ices, half cherry, half blueberry. Right.
Of course.
So we grab our ices, we grab our popcorn, we make our way to the ticket counter where they check in our tickets, and the dude prints our tickets after he scans my phone and he goes, guys, I'm so sorry. And then at this moment, you know, we're like, this is a joke.
I thought he was messing around with us.
We thought he was fucking with us. But then he said, the projector is not working and they're having technical issues in that theater. And they're actually not going to be playing it. So they're like, you could check to see, go to the box office up front and check to see if they have tickets for the 5:30 showing or the 5:40 showing. We're like, oh my God, are you kidding me? Like, so we went up there. There was no other movies really playing other than Shazam that we wanted to see. So we went up to the box office. We're like, dude, let's show us the timings for 5:30, 5:40. All seats were practically taken other than like the front row in front of the screen. So we're like, okay, we're not watching a movie today. But, you know, shout out to the Cinemark theaters out here in Tracy. They refunded our tickets. They gave us some ticket passes, movie passes for another movie to see in the future. But then we're like, okay, we have this popcorn and these icies in our hands. Like,
which we didn't even drink yet.
We didn't take a sip.
The straws, nothing.
Nothing. Brand new. And then we're like, dude, can you refund us for these? Because, like, we kind of wanted these for the movie. So then he spoke with his manager, and he's just like, it won't be a problem. We walk up to the concession stand. We're here to return the popcorn and the drinks. And the manager was so dope. She returned it all, and she was just like, well, we're just gonna throw this away, so would you guys rather just keep it? And we're like, fuck yeah! So no, obviously we didn't say that. We said thank you so much, and they took care of us. So we, I think I had like four popcorns, maybe four times four. But I mean, I don't know. I had some popcorn. Well,
and that goes into a whole other thing, like just with retail service industry. It's like, we were nice the whole time.
Yeah.
We were saying, thank you, appreciate mm-hmm. that, thank you so much. The whole process. I think that's why if you come in with an attitude and stuff, it's like, it's going to get a different story.
Well, and it's funny that you mentioned that. Yeah. The people that were behind us, because they were also there to see the movie.
Yeah.
That couple, they were giving the fucking box yeah. office person hella shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, I bought this ticket. I didn't fucking know it wasn't going to work. And you know, it's like, dude, how does this box office guy know that that's going to happen? You know, yeah, like, yeah. why are you giving, why are you showing him attitude? Mm-hmm. And I definitely, I pick and choose my battles, yeah, yeah. you know, like if it's obviously, if someone's in the wrong and and nothing's happening,
yeah.
that's when I kind of get angry sometimes or, you know, show attitude, whatever, quote unquote. But no, like today's situation, totally understandable. Mm-hmm. We deal with tech all the time, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, tech issues happen mm-hmm. and they took care of us. So just be kind to people out there, y'all. Just smile, say thank you. I mean, we work retail. I think working in retail really allows you to have an appreciation for just other people. They're all our brothers and sisters at the end of the day. Their one goal is to make you happy.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you think being a Cinemark member gave you...
I don't... I mean, would they have seen that? I mean, I don't know. I just had paper tickets in my hand. They didn't say, like, Cinemark member on there or anything. I am a Cinemark member. I pay monthly for that. So, $9.99, but I don't know.
That'll definitely keep you going, though. Yeah. Do stuff like that. What if it yeah. went bad? You would have been like, nope.
Fuck this.
Yeah, not exactly. Somebody kept it.
Going in and canceling that subscription.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, people. Face it. There's probably 3 or 4 subscriptions you have in iTunes right now
yeah.
that you have not stopped.
I was paying for Hulu.
Yep.
Probably for 2 years.
Oh, my
God. I never even watched
God.
It. Never watched it. My mom was using it to watch one of her shows. And I was like, I'm going to turn off Hulu because I
don't even use
like $17 or whatever it cost him because it was the version without commercials. So it was like she was watching one of her shows on there. It's like,
yeah,
I'm just kind of like, you're the only one that's using this, so I'm just gonna turn it off.
Damn, bro, you rejected your mom like that?
Yeah, well, she was watching a show that she could watch. Well, because I got her cable instead, so she has cable with DVR now, so she just records it
now.
Yeah, so perfect, she doesn't need to watch it on there, but sometimes she'll have to watch it on her iPad at night.
Yeah,
so that's the only reason why. But I was like, yeah, I'm paying for that. The other thing I pay for every month that I don't use, my gym membership.
Damn, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, and I'm paying $45 because my dad added himself on my plan.
Oh!
Because it's a little cheaper.
Yep.
And so, like, I'm like, okay.
Is it this one up here, right here? The,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's like halfway of my commute. I know, people. No excuses. You can't get excuses.
I do like running outside, though. I just haven't run. I've been hella lazy. But I do like going outside and going for a run. Like, right where we live, off of this Velpico right here.
Yeah.
I got that. But that street there, it actually makes, like, a big track, like, if you go around it.
Mm.
Like, Schulte and all that stuff.
Isn't
like
there a park in the middle of it? No, right? There's no park or route in the middle of it?
No.
Like, near Sycamore and stuff? No?
No.
In between all those townhouses? No, right? I'm just tripping. Yeah.
There's a school.
Oh, there's a school, yeah.
Yeah, so if you go that way and drive all the way down houses and come back up by McDonald's and...
Are you driving or are you running?
Yeah, you're running. Like, if you go all the way down that whole thing and come back up, it's 3 miles.
Damn.
Yeah, so I would do that, like, every day.
How are you with your goal setting? You still doing that marathon?
No, dude. Like, the whole thing with this last year has... the last year. It's only a few months into 2019.
Yeah, this year so far.
Yeah, this year so far is just a lot of personal things have happened where it's kind of like it's really kind of affected me.
And I mean, you and me both, right? We kind of the reason why we had a little bit of a pause mm-hmm. with Beards and Brews. Mm-hmm. We were on track, man, every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Life happens. Our listeners can relate as well. But we're back on track. I think the reason why we love the podcast so much and doing the podcast so much is when Uncle Lou and I get to connect, we get to kind of share some of our emotions and feelings as well with what's going on in our lives. And when we come together to do the podcast, it's kind of that bubble we get to put ourselves in to break away from all the good or the bad that's happening around us. So,
yeah.
I want to thank you, Uncle Lou, for doing this with me, man.
Yeah, of course.
It's cool.
Yeah, like you said, it's like a little vacation from the rest of the day, the rest of the things that are going on. I think another thing that I like about the podcast is when we have guests on, like it brings a whole new energy to it. It's hard to pick and choose. I don't even want to go down that route. But like maybe for the fans, for the people that are listening, like if you guys want like a guest to return, let us know.
Or maybe if you know our circle of friends or like the people that are around us and you want to recommend a guest as well, let us know. You know, we're up for anything.
Yeah, shoot us a DM.
Slide at the DMs. Mm-hmm. Uncle Lou's single right now.
You were too.
Yeah, that's true. I'm fine.
Single so long you forgot.
Yeah, I just forgot I'm single.
I do like being single though. I like. I mean, it has its benefits.
Yeah.
You come home, you get to relax, you watch YouTube, zone out, play some games.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't gotta deal with. What do you want to eat? 3 hours later. Nah, being in a relationship, being out of one, each has its benefits.
Yeah, for sure.
There's
yeah.
pros and cons to everything. We got Boozo on the show today.
Yeah, little Boozo.
We're on location. We're at my house here in Tracy, chilling with little Boozo, little Boozy Vert. Mm-hmm. Follow him @_LilBoozyVert on Instagram. He's got his own IG. Home Dog's pretty popular on there.
Yeah, he's been chill. He's resting right now. He likes hanging out with me.
Yeah.
He's like my best friend.
He recognizes Uncle Lou. Mm-hmm. He knows him now. This is cool, man. Beards and Brews will continue this podcast for as long as we can go. And we need everyone's support. We need you guys to continue listening, definitely. Follow us on the gram. Hit us up. Let us know what you want to hear. People you want to hear on the show. And we want to continue.
Yeah, topics. Yeah.
Topics.
I mean, even things like, do you want us to have a Patreon? I mean, like, we're still getting started here, but we're rolling into, like, our first official season where we feel like we've kind of got it down now.
Yeah.
So, like, we would love support as well. Like, obviously, listen on iTunes, you know, give us 5 stars, comment. When you comment and rank us, that helps the iTunes algorithm. Mm-hmm. It helps us kind of move up in the rankings as well if there's activity. So please do that for us. We're on Spotify as well. So if you listen on Spotify, like us there. But yeah, any of our social networks, like just, you know, engage with us. We're ready to kind of communicate with you guys and share your feedback and ask us questions. That's going to be the biggest thing. We want this to kind of feel like when you listen to it, like you're hanging out with us at the bar, at the restaurant, having a drink with us and being able to ask. I mean, it'd be great if we even went into like live episodes as well. It's kind of like
on season Twitch. Season one,
like
baby.
On Twitch, it's like, hey, we're live. Like, ask a question. Yeah, so that's kind of like what we're looking forward to. So definitely by no means are we going to quit our jobs. It's not even anywhere near that point yet. But I mean, it'd be nice to be able to feel comfortable knowing that we can get new equipment or get like if we need to travel for something, that'd be kind of cool to kind of feel comfortable doing that.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, so just kind of dream big and work hard.
Dream big, work hard, man.
Yeah.
All with you guys. Keep supporting us. Well, guys, that's going to do it for this episode of Beards and Brews, episode 9. Once again, it's your boy from the north, and beside me, as always,
Luis, a.k.a. Uncle Lou, a.k.a. LJ3K, a.k.a. your best friend, a.k.a. Little Louie.
Little Louie. Peace out, y'all. Have a good one.
And Boozo.
And Boozo.